God guided this prayer to be written in Ephesians 3, starting at 19. May you know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Please give me your wisdom, Lord. I'm asking for your power. Please heal me of this brain, for my heart's greatest desire is to serve you well every day in your Ephesians 3:20 power. And for your glory, not for mine, God, please replace this fog with wisdom.
Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness.
Pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and needs. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
Help me remember what Jesus said.
James 1, 5 and 6. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting.
Please give me your wisdom, Lord. I'm asking for your power. Please heal me of this brain fog. My heart's greatest desire is to serve you well every day in your Ephesians 3:20 power. With joy I will glory in this brain fog today, knowing it will keep me humble. I must seek your strength, and I will tell everyone it's your strength that you give because of grace. Thank you for 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9.
God's words repeatedly tell us what Ephesians 3:20 says, that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or even think, according to the power that works within us through his Holy Spirit. To him be the glory. James 1:5, if we lack wisdom, we can ask God, and he loves to give it liberally to whoever asks in faith and respectfully. God clearly offers wisdom when we ask, and power, Zechariah 4, 6. God gives wisdom and skills needed for his purpose. Exodus 31 tells of how he filled people with the skills that they needed, even for art and music.